Man, these are mighty tasty vittles, Ben.
Eat up, friend. There's more elk in these woods. There's always more elk.
You sure do seem at home on the range, Ben. Hell, between your fancy elk roping, your stretched out dip lip, and all that confounded harmonica playing, I'd say you might be the best damn wrangler I've ever come across.
The range in Iowa will won. I like sleeping under the stars, friend. The sting of unfiltered cigarettes. The color elk blood turns beneath your fingernails when left unattended. And, of course, the unmistakable musk of a cowboy hat you've only washed in a pea-soaked crick. To me, there's only one way to live life, friend, and that's the cowboy way.
Say, Ben.
Yes, friend.
I've been meaning to ask you something this here entire cattle drive.
Well, hold your tongue no longer.
What the hell is that you're wearing?
Oh, these are leather chaps. I got them for Christmas.
No, not the chaps. I'm talking about that thing you're wearing up top. That colorful half sweater, half vest you're always wearing. Now, what the heck is that?
Let me answer your question with two of my own, friend. Does a vest keep you warm at night?
No, not really.
And does a sweater not mess your hair up every time you take it off or put it on?
It does indeed, I'll give you that.
Well, then, it's neither a sweater or a vest, is it? No, this is my own invention. I call it a cardigan.
A cardigan, you say?
Well, I can honestly say I've never seen a cowboy wearing a cardigan, and so I decided to invent it. And I did that not long ago.
You don't say!
Soon, cowboys everywhere will be wearing cardigans, friend. You'll see. Look here. I've got two pockets for storing my harmonica, or perhaps, who knows, a bloody pocket knife. See?
What in tarnation was that, Ben? Did you hear it?
I don't know, but he'll be sorry he walked up on Ben Cardigan's campfire uninvited. Who goes there? I could shoot a flying pheasant in the eye from 100 yards away, and I actually like pheasants. What I don't like are people sneaking up on me in the brush.
I mean you no harm. I'm just a weary hunter in need of warmth and maybe some of that elk meat I've been smelling. Please don't shoot. The confidence you've expressed in your aim, even though it probably was laced with hyperbole, means more than enough to me to scare me proper.
Well, come out of the brush then, traveler. Name's Ben Cardigan. This here is Friend Johnson.
Pleased to meet you, friend.
Likewise.
Wow, that sure is an impressive kill you made, and wow, what a pretty sweater. Where the heck did you get that?
Well, for starters, I thank you not to call my cardigan a goddamn sweater. Then, to answer your query, I made it. And if I have my way, they'll soon be available at all Marshall's locations, and God willing, Dillard's, just in time for the shopping season.
A cardigan, you say? Well, that is a new one on me. And do you have to wear a mock turtleneck beneath it, too?
Oh, no, just happens to be my own style. But I reckon you could go with a t-shirt, even a polo, if and you match the colors upright.
What about bare-chested?
I wouldn't recommend that, traveler. Only the likes of Keira Knightley, the supermodel Iman, and TV's Kevin Sorbo could pull that off. Great chest plates, every one of them.
A cardigan, you say? Well, I never thought I'd see the day.
Have some elk, traveler. Tomorrow you'll help friend and I take this herd in, and then we'll see about making you your own cardigan.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
My friends call me Mr. Cardigan.